was M. Cado speaking, being led by the Holy Spirit through the preaching of the Word of God, and the anointing I received from him remains in me, and he is teaching me about all things. This recording is done in the presence and the participation of my sons, Andrew and Brian and Alexander. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. By the blood of Christ, Babel, in the kingdom of darkness, you have lost. We have won. Bel bows down in the name of Jesus Christ, the Lord, God of hosts. So let I who boast in the Lord. I am the church in splendor, without spot or wrinkle or any such thing. I be holy, spirit, soul, and body, without blemish. For creation awaits with eager expectation the revelation of us, the sons and daughters of love. Part 1. My salvation in Christ. Behold, the Lamb of God who was slain from the foundation of the world. Behold, the Lamb of God who took away my sin. King of kings and Lord of lords, Jesus Christ, Yeshua HaMashiach, the Word of God, his broken body, shredded, crushed, striped for me, and his precious blood, the cup of my sanctification, the cup of my father Abraham's generational blessing in my family, households, and ministries, the cup of my redemption, the cup, the power of my acceptance by God, by love in Christ, by Holy Ghost resurrection power. This Jesus is the stone you builders rejected, which has become the cornerstone. Salvation exists in no one else, for there is no other name under heaven given to men by which we must be saved. Understand, the Lamb of God has become the Lion of the tribe of Judah, the root, the source of David, who has won, who has overcome and conquered. Hallelujah! Glory to the one who is the blessed and who only a potentate, the King of kings and Lord of lords, who alone has immortality, dwelling in unapproachable light, whom no man has seen or can see, to whom be honor and everlasting power. Amen. Hallelujah. I am in Christ by God's riches at Christ's expense. Grace and truth. The Holy Ghost, the glory of God, the blessing of the Lord through faith in the name of Jesus, Yeshua HaMashiach. And he was clothed with a vesture dipped in blood, and his name is called the Word of God. And it is appointed for men to die once, but after this the judgment. So Christ was offered once to bear the sin of many. To those who eagerly wait for him, he will appear a second time, apart from sin, for salvation. So I am washed, sanctified, justified in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ and by the Spirit of our God. I have repented of my unbelief, and I have received my forgiveness from all sins and my cleansing from all unrighteousness just by confessing with my mouth. Jesus Yeshua, the Word of God, is my Master, and God has set everything right between him and me. And I am believing in my heart that God raised him from the dead. I shall be saved. And I have received the Holy Ghost, and I have received the baptism in the Holy Spirit with the evidence of speaking in tongues my heavenly language, my most holy faith, just by saying, Lord, I believe I received the baptism in the Holy Spirit with the evidence of speaking in tongues as the Spirit enables me. I am accepted in the Beloved. I am my Beloved, and my Beloved is mine. Praise the Lord. The name of the Lord is a strong tower. I, the righteous, run to it, and I'm safe. Who is Yahweh? Elohim, the Creator, Jehovah, the Lord God, Adonai, Lord Master, El Shaddai, Supplier, the Source, Lord God Almighty. He is. I am that I am, who worked signs and wonders and miracles in the ancient time. And today, Yahweh, you are. I am that I am. Whatever I need you to be for me. The enemy of lack flees for Jehovah Yireh is the Lord that provides, and his provisions are seen in my life. The enemy of sickness, illness, disease flees for Jehovah Rapha is the Lord who heals me. By his stripes I am healed, and by the blood of the Lamb I am made whole. For by his stripes I was healed. Hallelujah. The enemy of failure flees for Jehovah Nissi is our banner, our victory. He wages war against my enemies. The enemy of worry flees for Jehovah Shalom is our peace. Everything that makes for my highest good. The enemy of confusion flees for Jehovah Rohi is my shepherd. I do not want any good or beneficial thing. The enemy of condemnation flees for Jehovah Tsutkenu is our righteousness. I am in right standing with God in Christ, just as if I had never sinned. The enemy of fear of death, hell, and the grave flees for Jehovah Shammah. The Lord is at my side. The Lord is my security. The Lord is here. His presence, his power, his goodness manifested in and over every realm of my life. Families, households, ministries, money, harvests, inheritance, possessions, my lands, my gardens of Eden, and he will keep my feet from being snared. Our Father, who art in the heavens and in us, in me, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom, O Lord, has come, and your will, your word be done on this earth as it is in heaven. I thank you for having given us each day our daily bread. Every spiritual blessing in the heavens in Christ in us, and forgiven us our trespasses as we also have forgiven those who trespass against us. And you lead us not into temptation, but hath delivered us from the evil one, and consecrated us in your truth. Your word, O love, is truth. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory. And because we belong to you, Father, mine is the kingdom and the power and the glory, both now and forever. In the name of your Son, our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, Yeshua HaMashiach, in whom I have redemption, the forgiveness of sins to the thousand generations. Father, love, I thank you. Ekele suto kolo hieshe. Manara soto kolo hieshe saramatareashe. Netolo suto kolo hieshe saramatareashe. Menolo suto kolo hieshe. Metolo suto kolo hieshe saramatareashe. Manara soto kolo hieshe. Lord Jesus, I thank you for having drunk the cup of our Father's wrath for me, that now I drink the cup of his blessing. the kingdom of God and his righteousness, his right way of doing things. The blessing of Father Abraham. I receive the gift of the Spirit through faith. For if by the transgressions of the one man, death came to reign through that one man, Adam, how much more will I, who receive the abundant provision of grace and of the gift of righteousness, reign in life through the one man, Jesus Christ. I thank you, the God of my Lord Jesus Christ, the glorious Father, for having given me the spirit of wisdom and revelation so that I know you better. I thank you that the eyes of my heart have been enlightened in order that I know the hope to which you have called me, the riches of your glorious inheritance in your holy people and your incomparably great power for us who believe. That power is the same as the mighty strength you exerted when you raised Christ from the dead and seated him at your right hand in the heavenly realms. I thank you, Father Lord, that out of your glorious riches you have strengthened me with power through your Spirit in my inner being, so that Christ dwells in my heart through faith, and I, being rooted and established in love, have power together with all the Lord's holy people to grasp how wide and long and high and deep is the love of Christ. And I know this love that surpasses knowledge. I am filled to the measure of all the fullness of love. Now to you, who are able to do immeasurably more than all I ask or imagine, according to your resurrection power that is at work within me, making all grace, every favor and earthly blessing come to me in abundance, so that I may always and under all circumstances and whatever the need be, self-sufficient in Christ sufficiency, possessing enough to require no aid or support, and furnished in abundance for every good work and charitable donation, to you, Father Love, be glory in me, in the church, and in Christ Jesus throughout all generations, forever and ever. Amen. Hallelujah. I continually thank you, God, my Father, that by your Spirit I am filled with the knowledge of your will through all the wisdom and understanding that the Spirit gives, so that I live a life worthy of the Lord and please him in every way, bearing fruit in every good work, growing in the knowledge of love, being strengthened with all power according to your glorious might, so that I have endure a great endurance and patience, and giving joyful thanks to you, Father Love, who have qualified me to share in the inheritance of your holy people in the kingdom of light. For you have rescued me from the dominion of darkness and brought me into the kingdom of the Son you love, in whom I have redemption, the forgiveness of sins to the thousand generations. Father Love, I thank thee. There is therefore now no condemnation to me who am in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but who walk after the Spirit. It is for freedom that Christ has set us free. I stand firm then, and do not let myself be burdened again by a yoke of slavery. So I say, I walk in by the Spirit, and I will not gratify the desires of the flesh. For the flesh desires what is contrary to the Spirit, and the Spirit what is contrary to the flesh. They are in conflict with each other, so that I am not to do whatever I want. But if But because I am led by the Spirit, I am not under the law. For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has made me free from the law of sin and death. Therefore, I who belong to Christ Jesus have crucified the flesh with its passions and desires. Since I live by the Spirit, I see to it that I keep in step with the Spirit. I see to it that I do not become conceited, provoking, and envying others. Oh, blessed, happy, spiritually secure, and favored by God am I, who did not see Jesus Christ, Yeshua HaMashiach, and yet believe in him. Jesus Christ of Nazareth, the Word of God, he is the Redeemer of my past and present wrongs, the holder of my future days to come. Praise the Lord. Living in the shadow of the cross is to live up to that sacrifice every day, as if Jesus died for me yesterday. Love did that for me. God is love, and he did that just for me. My good shepherd calls me by name and leads me out of the bondage of eternal punishment, disease, sickness, illness, poverty, lack and insufficiency, death, hell, and the grave into freedom. And I only have to believe. Holding the Lord my God in affectionate reverence, promptly obeying him and gratefully recognizing the benefits he has bestowed on me. Your presence, Lord, is with me always. I believe I receive wisdom and exceedingly great understanding and largeness of heart like the sand on the seashore. Thank you, Lord my God, that you keep me so that I don't get lost in the world. I am always at the right place, at the right time, doing the right thing. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Selah. Think about it.